This is KCUR 89.3. This year's catastrophic flooding has created hard times for many people in Missouri, but it's been great for mosquitoes. With increasing temperatures and more floods expected in the coming years, Kansas City and the surrounding area may become an even more welcoming place for the hungry pests. However, as KCUR's Alex Smith reports, some experts say that we're not ready to deal with the diseases they may be carrying.
In late August of 2012, Rebecca O'Sullivan hosted a small party outside a country club in Wichita. She says she had just a single glass of wine, but she woke up with what felt like the worst hangover imaginable.
My head hurt so bad I couldn't raise it. I couldn't even really lay there. It was brutal.
She was initially diagnosed with the flu, but a week later, her doctor called saying she had tested positive for West Nile virus, a disease carried by mosquitoes. By then, the illness had gotten much worse. She was exhausted and at times unable to move her limbs. O'Sullivan, who was then 38, worked in aerospace engineering, and she says that before long, she was unable to do her job.
I lost the ability to count. I couldn't do basic addition and subtraction.
She had to leave her job, and her health got worse. A neurologist later discovered that the virus had caused meningoencephalitis. O'Sullivan's case is extreme and very rare. Only about 1 in 150 people with West Nile virus develop severe symptoms, and about 80% develop no symptoms at all. But West Nile virus, which first appeared in the U.S. 20 years ago this summer, is already being reported this year in the Midwest, even before the season for it typically begins. And conditions appear ripe for West Nile and other mosquito-borne diseases to spread.
As you can see here, this overview, all that water and then that sand through the trees.
In northwest Missouri, near the Missouri River, Lanny Franks drives his truck past corn and soybean fields that look like Everglade wetlands, even months after the heaviest rainfall. Franks' family has been farming this land for six generations, and he's seen plenty of flooding. He explains that the worst part isn't the storms, but the water left behind, which can linger for months.
Flooding just changes the entire scope of the area. It changes the people, changes the land, changes the buildings, changes the homes. Nothing's ever completely the same again after a flood.
Frank says that nearly every acre of farmland in this levee district has been unusable this year due to flooding. It's as bad as he's ever seen. But experts say this could be much more common. In the coming years, parts of Missouri are expected to see more flooding, and that could also lead to more mosquito-borne viruses. Corey Morin is a health researcher at the University of Washington.
Once that flooding kind of resides and you get lots of standing pools of water, then the mosquito populations can really thrive, and you see a real big increase in both the populations and in some cases the disease if there's a pathogen circulating in the area.
Climate experts also think parts of our area could suffer from more drought or possibly cycle between flooding and drought. Morin says this too can lead to more disease.
Drought can be important if it means that bird species, which are the hosts for the virus, come into a lot more contact with mosquito species because there's a lot less water sources for them to share.
Increasing temperatures can also lead to more mosquitoes, and that may already be happening. Since the 1980s, the mosquito season in Missouri has increased by at least 18 days. But experts have limited information about what mosquitoes and diseases are currently active in the state. For the past few years, entomologist David Claiborne of Missouri State University has conducted mosquito surveys in urban parts of the southern half of the state. He explains that so far, his work has shown low disease risks compared to hotspots like Florida or Louisiana, and the approach of the state and local health departments reflects that.
Up here, I think most people, they kind of find out where the problems could be. If there's an outbreak of disease, they have a plan set up to bring in contractors to handle mosquito control on an as-needed basis.
But Claiborne acknowledges that his surveillance doesn't rule out diseases in the state. And as the outlook for mosquitoes continues to change, experts say Missouri's approach isn't enough to stay on top of the problem.
It definitely fell on the lower end of the spectrum with respect to being in need of improvement.
Dr. Oscar Allen is an epidemiologist with the National Association of County and City Health Officials based in Washington, D.C. In 2017, the organization put out survey data from health departments across the country about their competencies to do things like testing for mosquito types or controlling for mosquitoes based on guidelines from the Federal Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. The group found that almost no local health departments in Missouri met even the basic requirements. The same was true in Kansas and other Midwestern states. Allen says if cities and counties don't do this work, there's only so much a state can do to prevent these diseases from taking hold.
In true comprehensive response, it's a local activity that needs to have that strength and support in order for us to be successful in the long run.
Allen says some of the Midwest health departments have stepped up their game. Nebraska, for example, produces weekly reports on mosquito types and diseases found in its counties. But none of the health departments in the Kansas City area currently track mosquitoes or do regular mosquito control. That includes Kansas City, Jackson, Cass, Platte, and Clay counties in Missouri, and Johnson and Wyandotte counties in Kansas. Jackson County Health Department spokeswoman Kayla Parker explains that the reason is simple.
So we actually just don't have the local resources available to do a program like that.
State-level efforts in Missouri have been stretched thin, too. After West Nile first appeared, Missouri got about $500,000 a year from the federal government to deal with mosquitoes. But today, outside of some occasional federal grants for Zika and state funding that pays for Dr. Claiborne's work, the health department's annual mosquito budget averages $160,000. Dr. Allen says even if disease outbreak led to more funds for state and local health departments, these agencies would be unprepared and unable to help people affected by it.
By that time, you're guaranteed to be towards the end of the mosquito season, and the ability to be comprehensive and proactive before that happens has been totally lost. And at best, you can only wait till the next season to try to minimize it.
West Nile season in the Midwest typically runs from about mid-August to late September. It's a time of year when Rebecca O'Sullivan gets anxious. 7 years after contracting West Nile virus, she still struggles with health and cognitive problems, although today she's made some peace with her condition.
The difference is I know that I'm going to be around tomorrow, and it might be a little bit better. It could be worse, but it's going to be different, and I've got to live the best life that I can.
O'Sullivan has started doing advocacy to try to get her neighbors and health officials to take the risks of mosquitoes more seriously. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Alex Smith.